You're listening to SBS News.
The North's Club RSL, an institution on the North Shore of Sydney, has never known a time like this. First opening its doors in 1955, CEO Luke Simmons says while the coronavirus pandemic has temporarily closed them, he hopes it won't be for too long.
Clubs really are the backbone of their community, and we certainly look forward to continuing in that role. Albeit with our doors closed at the moment, we cannot wait to get those doors reopened and welcome people back.
But he says until then, letting employees go has been a very difficult decision to make.
It was really difficult for a lot of our executive team. We had to have some pretty confronting and sad discussions with our staff and telling them that they're unlikely to have any work for the next 6 months. And then when closure came, that looked even further for some as being one of the hardest aspects, absolutely.
It's a pain shared by employers, staff and patrons across Australia. Peak industry body Clubs Australia says it will lose $800 million a month in the pandemic. 100,000 workers will likely lose their jobs, and it's anticipated 40% of clubs and RSLs could close permanently. Now, Clubs New South Wales has a blueprint to honour social distance and reopen doors. Its CEO Josh Landis explains.
So we've put together a plan that's been reviewed and approved by an infectious diseases expert, and what it says is that under certain conditions, clubs are able to reopen and to do so safely with people's health foremost in mind. Well, you'd see yourself come to the club, get your temperature tested, walk in, see very few other people because they'd be socially distanced, they'd be spaced out.
They've taken their plan to the state's government in an appeal for support. While New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is sympathetic, she's not making any commitments.
Oh, look, we're going through all those difficult issues at the moment, and we know that clubs have been the lifeblood of local communities for decades, and in particular during the bushfires. I mean, clubs really stepped up and supported many communities, so we're going through all those difficult issues now.
But anti-gambling advocates want states and territories to use the pandemic period for reform. Clubs get half of their revenue from gambling, according to industry monitors. Tim Costello for the Alliance for Gambling Reform says that's wrong.
If guns are America's problem, pokies are our blind spot, and the rest of the world is shocked that state governments have been so irresponsible, putting a predatory machine out there for quick gains.
Australia is reportedly home to 20% of the world's pokie machines, and Mr. Costello says this pandemic has revealed just how many people rely on them.
This health crisis lifted the lid on a social crisis that Australia has the greatest gambling losses, the greatest levels of addiction, and because of its social misery, because of pokies. $14 billion lost each year from pokies.
Melbourne woman Anna Bardsley knows firsthand just how addictive gambling is. At the height of her addiction, she didn't know when to walk away. Now reformed, she says she's speaking with problem gamblers who are grateful that right now they have to.
Pretty much all of the stories I'm hearing now are of wonder and delight, even of people being absolutely delighted that they no longer have to fight for the choice of whether they go or not, that the choice has been taken away from them and they're given a reprieve. People saying, I didn't know how much money I was losing because now the money that I would have spent is in my bank.
Government statistics show Australians lose $12 billion a year through poker machines. That means every month clubs are closed through the pandemic, gamblers are saving $1 billion. In this period, the ACT government is buying back poker machines from clubs, paying $15,000 each to fund staff retraining and keeping them employed. Mr. Simmons says his club will work with the New South Wales government to find a solution that works best for them.
We do have a challenge before us with clubs being reliant on gaming, but they do supply so much to the community as a result. And we need to continue to work with government proactively and making sure that we do have solutions in place for clubs to continue providing for their communities.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.